CBS News special report. Prosecutors unveiled chilling new security video in Donald Trump's impeachment trial. It shows the mob of rioters breaking into the Capitol, smashing windows and doors, all while politicians are on the inside trying to run to safety. Congressman Eric Swalwell says Mr. Trump's words leading up to January 6th helped incite the violence.
Instead of accepting the results or pursuing legitimate claims, he told his base more lies. He doused the flames with kerosene.
Congresswoman Madeline Dean.
They came draped in Trump's flag and used our flag, the American flag, to batter and to bludgeon.
White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
His defense attorneys are going to say, look, lots of politicians use language like we've got to fight. So what the House impeachment managers are trying to do is say, no, this is different.
CBS News special report. I'm Matt Piper.
And joining us live on Skype, Politico Washington and White House correspondent Daniel Lipman. Daniel, what would you say is the effect of the newly released audio and video in the trial? We've already seen a lot of chilling images, but this did seem to really have an impact.
The House impeachment managers are really aiming for the American public. They know that their colleagues in Congress, those 17 Republican senators that they need to persuade, they don't think that they can win them, but they want to kind of put these videos out in the public eye for the history books. And so even though they know that they are likely facing a losing battle and that Trump will be acquitted, they still think that it's important to pull on Americans' emotional heartstrings.
Beyond the latest presentations, what has been the overall argument presented by impeachment managers?
The overall argument is that this was entirely foreseeable and that Trump should not have been surprised that he was telling people to go to the Capitol and they went to the Capitol. And he tweeted, this will be wild. He didn't seem to want a totally peaceful protest. That is the argument that the House impeachment managers are making. Obviously politicians use the word fight a lot, but most politicians aren't gathering tens of thousands of their supporters and urging them to march to the Capitol.
How do you believe the president's lawyers might try to counter all this? Do they just say the riot was absolutely horrible, but Donald Trump didn't start it? And of course, how do they prove that?
Well, they have the advantage of feeling like Republicans, senators are on their side. And so as long as they don't mess up too much, then they'll win the case. But I think what they're going to say is that besides the constitutional argument, which is that it's unconstitutional to impeach a former president, they're going to say that this was within Trump's First Amendment rights. He didn't do anything wrong. Doesn't look like he's getting prosecuted by the Department of Justice for incitement of violence. And this is kind of a political trial. And they're going to say that he didn't tell them to ransack the Capitol. He just wanted them to go to the Capitol to make their voices heard.
Still have a bit of a ways to go here. Politico Washington and White House correspondent Daniel Lipman. Daniel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.